So there's a shift that has to happen of instead of I am just trying to manifest these moments of feeling good, you have to understand that actually what's happening when you manifest moments is the only thing that's happening is that you're just getting out of the way. So joy, which is already in you, which is already you, can just come through. So you are joy. You are love. You are beauty. You just have layers of other stuff on top of it. But at your core, at your essence, that's what you are. You already are joy, love, beauty. We don't actually have to manufacture these feelings. We have to remove things that get in the way of those feelings.
Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. I am so excited to be here with you today for this episode. In this episode, I'm sharing a brief clip from a recent group coaching call in my course, Your Life's Work. Now, in this very short clip that I'm sharing from a very long coaching call, there were two questions asked that you're going to hear in this clip. The first question is about surrender, which is such a great question. Like, how do we surrender? And better yet, how do we manifest and surrender at the same time? When you really want something or need something in your life, how do you call it in? How do you ask God, the universe for it and work to manifest it while surrendering it all at the same time? I share this little secret with you first in this episode. Then the second question is essentially, is it possible to feel joy without something precipitating it? Can I feel joy without an experience that elicits it? Can I feel joy without a manifestation that creates it? And what if I don't have experiences or manifestations that create joy for me? Can I feel it anyway? Is it possible? Is it possible to just at any moment in time feel or experience joy? This was question number two that you are going to hear the answer to in this episode. Now, if this episode really moves you, and I think that it will, share it with someone that you think it could help as well. If somebody pops into your mind as you're listening, pause and forward the episode along to them because you never know what someone's going through and how this episode could help them as well. Also, don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show. And if you like the episode, please take a moment to give me a 5-star review wherever you are listening. This is really what helps the podcast to scale so I can reach and serve more amazing, amazing people just like you. Thank you so much for doing that, for taking a moment to give me that 5-star review and to share the episode. Also, be sure to check out the show notes as well as all of my courses at thetransformationschool.com. Life-changing courses. I have built the most revolutionary life-changing courses that I needed in my past. I have built them for you. That is what I'm here for. That is what I'm doing in the world. So please be sure to check them out, thetransformationschool.com. There's so much more where this group coaching call that you're going to hear in this podcast episode came from. And you can get in on this group coaching too. Check out how at thetransformationschool.com. One more thing I want to say about this episode. This is one of the shortest episodes that I've ever done, but I honestly think it's the most powerful and the most important episode I've ever released. Because within this episode is the one essential truth that changed my life, that changed my entire life. The information I share in the latter part of this episode, the second question I answer in this call, is what freed me from so much suffering, is what freed me from striving and chasing and being an ambition monster. It's what essentially helped me to find a joy that is really everlasting, a joy that never goes away. So it's with the fullest heart of love and joy that I share this episode and information with you now. And I hope that today, as you are listening, you are in an open-hearted space, a space where you can really hear and receive this message and allow it to sink in. Because if you do, it will change everything for you as well. So without further ado, let's dive in.
But I do have a question specifically as it relates to manifesting. And I think this was my same question last time, Stephanie, and I still don't know that I get it, which is there is like the part of the module, which really talks about kind of the connection to the result and letting that go. But like, you know, part of me is manifesting stuff that I'm really excited about. Right. And so I'm like, kind of like trying to figure out that balance of like really wanting something and being excited by it. And like, feeling like it would be a really great feeling if I could have it and once I get it and stuff like that, but then also trying to not
be attached
to that.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you had, and I think this was my question last time, because I'm like, I just get like kind of stuck here. I'm like, wait, I don't really want it. I don't really want this thing I want so bad. And it's not working.
Yeah. This is a hard thing to get like in your body. And I mean, I struggled with this for a while, for I think a couple years, honestly, before it really sunk into my body in terms of like, what do you do? Because I used to hear teachers say like, you want to hold on to it, but you also want to surrender it. And it was kind of like, I was like, I don't understand what that means. Like, how do I want it and also surrender it? I don't know what that means. And then finally, what it means to me now is like, ultimately, I have an idea of something that I want, but I know that my happiness, joy, and safety isn't dependent on getting that thing. So I will still feel and have access to joy and still feel safe if it doesn't happen. So it's like, you know that there's a frenetic kind of unhealthy attachment when you're thinking to yourself, like, if this doesn't happen, then oh my God, this terrible thing is going to happen. Like, I'm going to feel terrible and blah, 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 blah. Like, we all have our things, right? Like, if this doesn't come through, oh my God. And that's not being surrendered versus kind of like I really want this to happen. But I also know that if it doesn't happen, it's for my highest and best, and that I'll still be taken care of, and that something else will come through for me, and that I'll still be safe. And I'll still have access to like the good feelings that I want to feel. Does that make sense?
Yes. How do you reconcile that when what you're trying to manifest is like a feeling? And I think this was my other question in my progress report is like, as a specific manifester, can I manifest just a feeling, right? And how do I do that instead of like an environment, which I think will cause the feeling?
Mm.
And so if it's, you know, one of the things that I want, right, is a life that's full of joy and like a life that I feel kind of that, that bigness to, and, you know, like that's like what I really want. So like, how do I manifest that, but still know that I'm going to have those feelings anyways?
So in my recent magic dose that I sent out, I was talking about how the background of experience or like the canvas, you know, can either be like a difficult life and then you can have these moments of joy and these moments of love or these moments of beauty or whatever, or the background of experience can actually be the joy. So it's like there's a shift that has to happen of instead of I am just trying to manifest these moments of feeling good, you have to understand that actually what's happening when you manifest moments is the only thing that's happening is that you're just getting out of the way. So joy, which is already in you, which is already you, can just come through. So you are joy. You are love. You are beauty. You just have layers of other stuff on top of it. But at your core, at your essence, that's what you are. You already are joy, love, beauty. We don't actually have to manufacture these feelings. We have to remove things that get in the way of those feelings. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I know this is kind of esoteric. So what we're actually doing, like there's this really great podcast episode where Johnny Wilkinson, who's an English soccer player, he was talking about how when he would win this game, he would have this like elation and he would just feel so much joy and so much purity. And he was talking to this kind of this guru who's my favorite spiritual teacher. And what he was saying back to him is that's actually your true nature. That moment that you like won the game, you allowed yourself to experience your true self. You allowed your true nature to come through, because in that moment, you did the thing that you thought you had to do. You won. So you allowed yourself to feel it. So we, you know, especially you guys, you feel like you have to work hard and earn your happy, right? Like a lot of you guys have had problems manifesting small manifestations because they're too easy and you feel like you should have to work for it. So there's a block around small manifestations, but not a block around big manifestations, because you're like, well, the big manifestation's fine because I have to work for it. Same thing with like Johnny Wilkinson. He's like, well, I have to work really fucking hard to prep for my game. And then if I win, then there's something in his brain that finally gets out of the way and says, okay, I deserve it. Now I can let myself feel joy. But what he's doing, what he thinks he's doing, is he thinks because I won the game, now I'm feeling joy. But what he's actually doing is because I won the game, I'm getting out of my own way to allow my own true nature, my natural joy to come through. When I had a shift in my life from like now all of the background of my experience is joy. I know that at any moment I have access to joy because I know that I am joy. I know that is my true nature. I know my true nature is love. And after sort of getting out of my own way so many times, I know that I can allow that to come through at any point. So like once you have the mindset shift of in any moment, it's kind of like, wait a minute, why am I blocking my true nature from coming through right now? Why do I think that in this moment I don't deserve joy? Why do I think in this moment I need to feel X, Y, or Z? And I'm not talking about like just being really heady about it, because real emotions will come up and we need to feel them, right? Like don't just talk yourself out of feeling bad emotions. You need to process them. But over time, there can be a huge mindset shift of like, wait a minute, joy is always in me because that's who I am. That's actually what I am. I don't have to do things to manufacture it. Those things that I'm doing to manufacture it are actually just in that moment allowing me to feel my essential essence. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This really can be like completely life-changing if you really play with this and let it sink in. I mean, this bit of information is what actually changed my whole life, realizing that my true nature is love and joy, and that is actually who I am. And that all these other things are just stories that I have about why I can't feel that and why I have to do X, Y, or Z in order to feel that. So it's both a shift from, oh, I don't feel this joy because I won the soccer game. I feel this joy because I have a story that once I win the soccer game, I'll allow myself to feel the joy. Then if you can really internalize that, then you can realize that, wait a minute, this feeling is always available inside of me. Then we just play with tools of like, how do I unlock that then? Because it's one thing to know it. It's another thing to feel it and unlock it. So that's what a lot of the tools are doing, is they're introducing you to your true nature. But then once you start to trust that that will always be there, it can change everything, because then there's not a fear anymore of anyone taking that away from you or any situation taking that away from you. So did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for asking that. That was wild.
You're welcome.
Agreed. That cleared up so freaking much for me.
Holy shit.
I thought I was the only one.
Holy shit.
Oh, that made it so much clearer and just took a ton of pressure off of myself.
Like, I did not get that. That's like not how I was understanding it before at all.
Yeah.
That's like changed everything for me. Thanks. Good question.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to this behind the scenes group coaching call episode. This group coaching call is from my program, Your Life's Work, which is a 10-month program to help you cultivate a really juicy, joyful, purpose-driven career. If you want to find more sustainable joy in your career without having to chase one success or achievement after another, you can find this course, Your Life's Work, at thetransformationschool.com. In this course, we also cover all sorts of things, including the art and science of manifestation, which is the reason why people manifest so many things both in and out of their career when they take Your Life's Work. If you want to learn more, head over to thetransformationschool.com, or you can also look in the show notes to watch a free training on how to finally have a joyful career. If you like this episode, be sure to pass it along to someone else that would benefit from it too. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.